As you walk through the valley of the shadow of hell, you will see through the fog a bend in reality. A veil that is beyond your own comprehension. It's the other side. Beyond the void.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to
Beyond the Void
Horror Podcast.
That's right. It's episode 367, and today's a very special episode because it's my birthday episode. So,
birthday princess.
Yes, I'm a fucking idiot. Christina's making me wear this.
It's his birthday, so that's why we have decorated.
Yeah, I like how mine is like completely like... like blown out over here. Yours is like one dangly bit.
Well, I mean, but it's not here. My birthday, it's your birthday.
Let's do a different color back here.
There you go.
That way
that
it's a little
good.
It's a little off, you know.
It's
a little
dark,
too much blue.
It's like a dark birthday. It's an evil birthday.
Well, it is it's a lot of birthdays that I've had. I'm not going to tell you how many because I'm just at that age where it just doesn't matter anymore. But yes, I am very happy to be alive. I'm very happy to have the support that I get from you guys who not only love the podcast, but share the YouTubes and all that other stuff. We wouldn't exist literally if you guys didn't pay attention at all. I would probably just give up. But
well, since it was your birthday, you got to choose the movie this week for
that's
the
right.
podcast.
Yes, I picked a really weird movie.
Very weird.
And we're doing Lady Terminator from, what year is it? 1988. Another 88, that's
last
right.
Last week we did an 88 too.
So... this is a Indonesian film that is kind of like a possession slash they treat the possession like a like she's the Terminator. There's like scenes and phrases and things in here. So this is kind of like a ripoff. The thing about Indonesian films is that they didn't really have the prowess back then. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the U.S. did with like all these different fucking movies.
Right.
So they kind of took like examples of other people's work, just like any artist does, to try to find, you know, a happy medium that they could, you know, get out the movies to the world and also try to make a little money. Because what was happening is in Indonesia, I just found this out, they were actually giving away like credits. They would say... The companies that were selling the movies, the distribution companies, mm-hmm. they were like, look, you need to start making movies for us.
Oh.
We'll give you a deal for every movie you make of your own. We'll give you 5 movies that you can distribute.
Oh, I see.
So they just started pounding them out like
right.
from like the 70s all the way up. And it mm-hmm. was like this booming industry. They were making more movies than the United States was at one point.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty wild. And this is one of those movies by one of the bigger directors out there who kind of worked on some pretty interesting ones, which we'll talk about later. But yeah, this one's wild, guys. We had a good time, though. Like, it's,
yeah,
you
we
know,
did.
I wanted to pick something we can have fun with, you know, mm-hmm. instead of just... like something we'd take a risk on, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. I love mm-hmm. taking a risk,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like we did when we were younger and we didn't have music to listen to, right?
So you would go to the video store, you'd go to Blockbuster.
Or CD store or whatever just yeah. to get music, and you would go in there and you walk in and you go, what, that cover looks cool.
Exactly.
That's how I found out about Korn years ago.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
you know, I didn't know what the fuck it was. I was like, ew, this is creepy. there's a shadowy figure like on a playground. What the fuck is this? Sounds like a goodbye. Nowadays, I'd get canceled for that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, naked baby swimming in a pool.
Yeah. Oh, you. Speaking of which, Kurt Cobain's anniversary of his birthday or his death, was the 6th?
Yes, 30 years.
Was it the 6th? No, it was the 4th. We didn't find out till the 6th, which was the day before my birthday, which is on the 7th, when it happened, and I was fucking devastated.
Yeah.
When that happened back in the day, holy shit.
Yeah, it was a big deal.
I was kind of mad, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think I really looked up to him, you know, in a lot of ways, because it's not like his music was like super complicated. And a lot of people make fun of that. Mm-hmm. There was just a raw emotion to it that I think went along with the
struggle of the youth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the whole like, you know, we're misunderstood.
Right.
You know, and it was just like a big movement. So when people make fun of it, I'm just like, nobody cares. Nobody cares about your weird shit, okay? It wasn't about just the music. It was about everything, you know what I mean? But yeah, I was like watching a video on some of the people who had spoke out when he died.
Uh-huh.
And who were negative and who were positive.
Uh-huh.
And of course, you know, like Dave Mustaine was like a dickhead about it. Metallica was a dickhead about it because they were getting pushed out.
Right.
Their music was old and dying.
Right.
While Nirvana was like bringing this, you know, new movement. Yeah, I know.
Well, they're old and dying. But
but both those bands were like talking shit. What was it? Eminem talked shit about it, obviously. Mm-hmm. He did like a cartoon. Like it was called The Slim Shady Show. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
They do a thing where it was like young Eminem, like Slim Shady. Mm-hmm. And he had like a bunch of friends and stuff, all the different character voices that he did for his first album. And they had summoned Kurt Cobain with a Ouija board. And when when he appeared, he didn't have the top half of his head.
Oh my God, that's horrible. That's horrible.
I mean, it definitely was.
That's so Eminem, though.
Yeah, it really was at the time because that was edgelord behavior, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh.
That led us into the 2000s where everybody was still trying to be an edgelord. So. Mm-hmm. Metallica also said they made a joke on stage. They said, what color were Kurt Cobain's eyes? Blue. One blew that way, one blew that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so then
that's horrible.
So then the drummer, I can't think of his name. Who's the drummer of Metallica?
Lars.
Comes out and he's like, hey, what's has two legs, two legs and two arms and is working at McDonald's now. The remaining group of Nirvana. And then that year, fucking Foo Fighters put out their album the next year, which blew up.
And now they're like bigger than Metallica.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like some Metallica shit, but you know.
Well, you have to. It's part of our culture.
Oh, yeah. But man, what a fucking birthday
present.
They're
fucking dicks, dude.
I always got to remember that every time my birthday comes around.
Mine is Princess Diana died on my 18th birthday.
Was that a big deal to you?
Yes, it was. Huh. Well, because it was like this huge thing.
Well,
like,
yeah.
That day, so.
Paparazzi.
Horrible.
Well, I didn't want to sing it. You hate when I sing for some reason.
I do.
So mean. I'm like a singer. You should be like, you know, supporting it. You're like, oh, it's cringy when he sings.
Not off the riff because it makes my ear hurt.
Ow!
I
pulled a muscle.
That's what it feels like.
My leg got trapped under the chair.
Your body's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, I'm dying. So is my age. My age is telling me things, too. And my health. Hey. Anyway.
But I have
Christina's the organized one, so whenever I look at her and she's like coming up with stuff.
He's like, what are we supposed to do now? Okay. Yeah. I have two things. Okay.
Okay.
Have you.
Don't you even bark at me, mister. Murray's demanding shit. You see this? This is full of treats in little pockets in
here. It's a sniff mat. It's a snuffle mat.
We got like this little mat, and it's got little hollow holes for those of you who are listening. And there's little tiny pieces.
He's gonna attack you.
Yeah, he is very demanding. Anyway.
Okay. I have two things. Have you seen the pictures of Christian Bale as Frankenstein?
Yes. It looks kind of like a, you know what it kind of looks like? It's hipster.
Yeah.
It looks like a hipster Frankenstein.
I just don't get the style. Everything's like a SoundCloud rapper now.
It's an independent film. Do you know who's directing
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Which is weird. Also,
well, they were in the movie Batman together, so she played.
Yeah, Dark Knight. Yeah. Yeah, she played Rachel.
In the best movie. She played.
The best movie ever.
Yeah, one of the best. Dark Knight. The best Batman movies ever. So.
Yeah. Oh, also Penelope Cruz is in that?
Well, I was thinking about this, by the way. I want to bring this up because, okay, so we got that like hipster thing. Mm-hmm. We also had Lisa Frankenstein. And,
oh, yeah.
And we also have like the Wolfman coming back.
So is this just like a resurgence?
I guess. Like,
it must be.
It's weird because it's like, it's almost like they shouldn't know about it, but for some reason they're kind of drawn to it. The younger generation, I guess. But Maggie Gyllenhaal
I think it might just be the industry pushing it in that direction.
Yeah, they're like, we don't want to lose our copyrights, guys.
That might be. But it's going to be called The Bride, and it comes out next year, October of next year, 2025.
You know what?
I'll watch it, of course.
I would love to see him do a normal human being's performance.
Who, Christian Bale?
Yeah, like a suave, fun guy. Kind of like how Tom Cruise used to be before he got famous.
Have you seen Swing Kids?
Have you seen him in Swing Kids? That's what I'm talking about, Christina.
Yeah, no, he's great. Newsies? He was in Newsies.
Wait, wasn't he in The Outsiders?
I think, was he in The Outsiders?
Which movie was it where he was doing the backflips off the fucking...
Was that Newsies?
No, Outsiders. We just watched it.
Was it Outsiders? Oh, I forget he was in that.
I forget who it was, but we were like...
I don't think it was him.
We were laughing the whole time because he just kept... Oh, it was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that was Tom Cruise. Yeah, that was it. Christian Bale was too young for
that.
But
Tom Cruise and Christian Bale are very similar. They got like one dimension of acting anymore. And I was like, hello, I am acting in an action movie now. I think the most I ever saw Tom Cruise act since his early days was... when he did that part in Tropic Thunder, where he was like bald and he was like doing the dance.
Oh, yeah,
and stuff.
He was funny in that.
It was hilarious. Yeah. So, I mean, it's hilarious for Tom Cruise, okay?
Right.
Which, by the way, I really want to watch that movie again. I know it's like.
We really shouldn't.
Every year somebody gets upset about it. They're like, did you know that there's someone wearing blackface in that movie? And I'm like, I think we've been over this like 20 times now.
I know, my gosh. And then did you see there's a new Matrix movie in the works? Oh. It's good. Okay, listen to me.
On.
Listen to me. It's from the director of Cabin in the Woods, Drew Goddard.
Okay, so is he working with...
Wachowski? No.
No. Who did Cabin in the Woods? It was like a screenplay that was written between two people.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who's doing this.
Anyway,
screenplay.
Continue on. I'll tell you.
The Wachowskis are going to... technically be involved, but
the sisters,
Lana,
you mean?
Yeah, Lana Wachowski, always say it wrong, I'm sorry, will remain on board as executive producer, and that's it. So
that's
kind of like, I don't know.
They're just kind of done with it. They probably just don't have any. Yeah, Joss Whedon and Drew Goddard.
Oh, I don't know.
Are the team that did Cabin in the Woods. Mm-hmm. Because Cabin in the Woods was that screenplay that they did. They wrote together for the first time or something. And it sat on the shelf for like 4 years.
Oh, yeah. I like that movie a lot. It's a great movie, I think.
Well, the story behind it's really interesting, too. Like how they wrote it. They like got a place and all this other stuff. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what Drew does.
Yeah, but why can't they just do something
new? Dude, after
the
last one, the more and more I think about it, like, I liked the movie in the very beginning, but then it just fell apart as the movie progressed. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved the whole idea that they built a game inside the game.
Oh, yeah. I like that last one. Yeah. I thought it was fine.
It's okay. But
I don't know why people are bitching about it.
No, but when you compare it to the other ones, which everybody didn't like either.
Yeah. Oh, the sequels. Yeah.
It seemed like it was a conscious effort to do something a little bit more theological.
Right.
And it failed.
Right.
It's like, you get it now.
Right.
Because like where the second movie, in my opinion, should have been is that there was another layer. Mm-hmm. And they never did it. They did this weird, like, underground, you know, this is the real world mm-hmm. dystopian thing. I think they should have done that for the third one. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that, you know, but it's still, those are still interesting movies to watch. They're eye candy, you know.
Right.
But the first one's always going to be the one.
Oh, yeah.
That, like, changed Christians' lives forever.
It was pretty good. The first one's great. Great movie.
So anyway, what are we going to do for my birthday, Christina? What are the plans?
What do we decide? Well, it depends on what you want to do.
I'm not going to work on Sunday. Well, I may put something up, but I've worked on it on Friday and Saturday because we're recording today on Friday and then the episode comes out on Monday. So I'm going to be a busy boy for the next 2 days.
So Alex's birthday is on Sunday. Yeah. So yeah, we'll probably just go out to eat and then, you know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll go to a movie or something.
Yeah, we'll see. I can stay awake.
We'll see. And then there'll be an eclipse and then the whole world's going to end.
Yeah, and that's when I will because usher
there's,
in.
There's earthquakes in New York and, you know, the
coincidence,
eclipse.
My birthday's.
Coincidence and your birthday? What the fuck?
Birthday's at midnight and it kind of, you know.
Maybe you'll gain magical powers because your moon sign aligns with the sun's orbit of the thing.
Lady Terminator. That's
and
what I'm going to.
Yeah, you're going to turn into Lady Terminator.
I'm
going to
get possessed by the spirit of
and
of
then eels
Robin
are gonna,
Williams. And
eels
I'll come
are
going
to come out of your taint and like take over the world.
You want to let me speak? No, I'm kidding. I think I'll be possessed by the spirit of Robin Williams and will exact revenge on everybody for not loving all of his movies or something. And we'll be called Mr. Doubtfire. Anyway, so we do have a giveaway that we're still going to do. It ends this 12th of April. So if you haven't signed up, I've been trying to promote it online. All you have to do is watch our episodes of the podcast, which if you're listening now and you have not signed up, we've had a lot of signups the past couple of days or so for this. But we're giving away 4 movies, The Abandoned from Unearthed Films. MVD and Unearthed Films are teaming up for this one. By the way, but this is The Abandoned from 8 Films to Die For that is coming out April 9th. You can pre-order it now. You can pick up a copy for yourself, and it'll be out tomorrow for you guys. We also have Beetlejuice on 4K that we're giving out. The Quiet Earth, it's a thriller, sci-fi thriller that is amazing that if you've never seen, you must watch before you die. And a fleshy body horror movie from Japan called The Sound of Summer, which is really wild. We're including all of that for a free giveaway. All you have to do is follow Unearthed Films and MVD Entertainment on both Instagram and Twitter, retweet this episode, or, you know, reshare it some way, because that's how we get our support, guys. And then fill out the VIP club section in our website. You can go to the front page, it's on there, or you can go to the VIP club tab and click and fill out your information there. It's an emailer that I send out once a week, and sometimes I forget. So once you sign up, we'll pick a winner. We'll announce it on the
next episode.
It'll be the 14th, I think.
The next episode.
Yeah, the next episode from this. Yeah.
368.
But yeah,
good luck.
Yes, good luck to every one of you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Christina.
You're welcome.
And I think it might be that time.
Time is it?
Horseshot! All right, so we're not really doing anything for Horseshot. I just realized what I'm doing.
I am actually horseshot free because I'm on antibiotics, so I can't drink. So
yeah, so today I'm drinking by myself, and
I'm drinking my ice cream cone.
When you get older, a lot of things happen by yourself, like friends. I'm just teasing. Anyway, I just wanted to do something different. So I didn't want to do, like, shots the whole fucking movie, you know, episode. So I thought, you know, one of my favorite things to do out here in Arizona is drink micheladas. They're basically beer and tomato, like V8 or spicy V8, and you put tahine sauce, or what is it called?
Spice tahine.
It's not tahine.
Oh.
It's something else. But that spicy seasoning that you put on stuff, it's like a Mexican seasoning and everything like that. But I got this one, and we got a Modelo Chelada with mango and chili, which I should have drank that one first, but maybe it's good that I'm drinking this one. So we're just going to cheers to that.
Cheers.
If you've never had one and you ever want to sit by a pool, these are the best drinks. Seriously.
Do you sit by pools? I've never seen you sit by a pool.
I've sat by a pool, but I'm saying, like, if you want to sit outside for the summer.
Happy birthday.
Oh, hey, thanks.
You're welcome.
Whatever. Let me go grab a shotgun. All right. So if you want to see the live video of that, go to Long Live the Void. Oh, shit. I'm just kidding. Anyway, guys, thank you for this wonderful new year of being alive. I'm thankful for you guys, Christina, my dog, who is carefully searching the room for any scrap of food that there might be on the ground that we might have missed. He's diligently working down there. And cheers.
Happy birthday.
All right, guys. So now it's time for us to jump into our flesh and potatoes of Lady Terminator.
Right. Right.
All right, Christina.
Lady Terminator released June 10th, 1989 in the United States.
But it came out in 88 in Indonesia.
Yeah, but I just picked United States because that's where we live.
Sure you did.
The spirit of an ancient evil queen possesses the body of a young anthropologist student who then goes on a murderous rampage.
Hmm. Interesting.
We have other movie titles besides Lady Terminator. In Germany, this is called Nasty Hunter.
Nasty Hunter. You are a nasty hunter.
In Italy, this movie is called The Revenge of the South Sea Queen.
Hey!
In Japan...
I'm not going to do none of that.
In Japan, this is called Snake Terminator. The Snake Wench Dies Twice. Wow. Even though there's like no snakes in this movie.
The Snake Wench Dies
the
Twice.
The Snake Wench Dies Twice.
It sounds like a giallo.
We got some taglines. Do you want to help me with them?
Yeah, sure. She had one purpose in life. Get even. She had all the equipment necessary. Wait, what? That's all? That was one?
That was one. Okay. And then first she mates, then she terminates.
She kind of mates and terminates at the same time, technically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably the best one.
That's pretty good.
An outrageous tale of blood, babes, and black magic.
She is nasty and imperishable. No one could stop her.
What is the nasty thing? Is that like a mistranslation or something? Because nasty has a different meaning to it now, you know?
Yeah.
Nasty back then would have been, you have a nasty attitude. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know.
She's nasty. She's a nasty, dirty tripe.
Tripe? Isn't that a fish?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Actually, I think it's like meat, like the tripe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
She slays anyone in her way.
She mates and then she terminates.
That's the best one.
Yeah. All right, this is by director. Hold on. Where's my phone? I practiced this, guys. You don't understand. Yeah, I had a little song and stuff.
You had a song?
You remember I was singing it out in the living room and you were like
dancing. To try to memorize it?
Yeah, and I totally forgot now. So this is by director Shoot Jalil. The Jalil? Yeah, I think that's how you say it. And he was known for doing Juanita Dalam, Gara, Dangerous Seductress, The White Alligator, and many, many more. Actually, he did The Mystics of Bali, which was one of the ones about the girl's head that comes off. She's like Pagmalion or something. I think that's what they call him.
Uh-huh.
And they, it's like a head that comes off and like hunts women down and sucks your baby out of your
Oh. I think I've had that happen to me.
I think a lot of us have. Let's be honest. Anyway, that's a crazy movie. We did an episode of it on the podcast, just not video. This is by Rainer Carr Krunos, who was an assistant cameraman on the film. We got a couple of actors and actresses. Barbara Ann Constable, who was Tanya. She was a professional dancer in Australia that studied in Queensland. And she is one hell of a Terminator in this movie, man. She's
a lady.
She's a
lady.
She's a lot of nude, too, in this movie, too. So, like, plenty nude. Mm-hmm. She did her own stunts in this movie, and she went on to become a fashion beauty editor as well and an in-house writer for Eve magazine, and she lives in Australia. We got Ikang Fawzi, who plays Tom, and he was a famous Indonesian rock star in the 1980s and sires in various Indonesian TV shows.
Stars.
Oh.
Missed that autocorrect.
Okay. We also have Christopher J. Hart, who plays Max, the detective. He is in this, and this is it. This is all he did.
Yeah, that's all he did.
Surprisingly, he wasn't the worst actor in this movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Either.
You thought he came from TV or something, right. You know?
We got Claudia Angelique Rademacher, who plays Erica, and this is all she's ever done, too. Christina, what did you think of this film? This is your first time. It's my first time, too, by the way.
Right. Okay.
She was not in the mood for this at first.
Not in the mood. But at the end of it, I never understood the term trash cinema until I watched this movie. Okay.
It's great.
This is a goddamn masterpiece.
A trashterpiece.
That's great. We should coin that
term. No, somebody already did.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, goddammit. I was getting all excited. It is action fucking packed from beginning to end. Okay? Action packed. You would think movies like this, these so bad it's good movies, you always think, you know, it's action. It's either like in the beginning or right at the end.
That's true.
But no, the whole fucking thing. Absolute garbage story.
A lot of garbage sex scenes, too. She's pissing blood all over everybody.
They took this old tale, like this myth or legend from the old times, okay? And they updated it to modern terms, like 1988 terms, where they just made their mythical thing into
a modern day thing.
Terminator. Yeah. That's all. Which is hilarious.
Was it the South Queen Sea? I can't even say it now.
South Sea Queen.
Oh yeah, it's because it's based off the legend of the South Sea Queen.
Yeah, that's right.
In a book, technically. No. But people believe this is like a real thing where people actually believe this.
Yeah, so they just twisted it to make it more appealing.
And fit the Terminator.
And fit the Terminator in that legend.
Right.
And it's great. Dun, 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 now, dun. The actual plot in the movie has so many fucking holes. I didn't understand the characters and the relevance for some of the characters. Mm. But you know what? It doesn't really matter, you know?
No, you don't watch this movie for that.
No. And I mean, they had little tidbits of things, and like you find yourself like trying to connect the dots, but then you're in the middle of the movie and then you're like, fuck it. You don't really need to connect the dots. There's no reason to.
Dude,
it's
some
trash.
Of the dialogue is fucking bananas.
But in a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a so bad it's good film.
Right. So many people in this movie get shot. Like, there's so much shooting in this movie.
Violently, too. Like,
they must have been like, we're making an American movie. We need to put some guns in this bitch.
I mean, Terminator had a lot of fucking guns and people getting shot up and stuff. So,
do you think this movie had more people getting shot up than
the
Terminator?
There's a part where she stands over somebody and just continues to shoot him for like a minute.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was pretty wild. The only thing that would have made that better is watching his head explode like a fucking watermelon.
That
would have
been
I mean?
Great.
Like, if they would have had the money to put into that, but they did a good job. They really did.
And what's funny, too, I mean, it's obviously dubbed. Like, the movie's obviously dubbed.
It was better that way.
But, yeah, it was great that way. The dubbing was perfection. It matched the acting, you know? Because it, you know, it was all kind of crappy. But, and it's an hour and 22 minutes, which is perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect for a cinema trash movie, or what I say, trash cinema. So bad is a good movie. I like trash cinema better, though. I like that. But yeah,
this score is going to be based on a so bad it's good.
10.
A 10?
A 10.
This is your favorite so bad it's good film you've seen?
I think so. Yeah. It's really? It's pretty damn good. Why? What'd you think?
I've seen a couple more better than this, but I mean, this is a good one.
What?
I don't know. Like, I'm a big Boxer's Omen fan, and I love that movie in particular. Mm-hmm. I like Creatures from the Abyss. I like The Uninvited, the cat one on the boat.
That was kind of boring.
Yeah, I like Night Killer. That's another one. The one where the guy comes running out of the bathroom. I got molested.
Oh, yeah. But again, it was kind of slow.
I guess you're right. This one has a better pacing, but I don't think I laughed as hard at this as I have with those ones, though.
Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Yes. Like, I laughed, but, you know.
Right.
It's still a good one. I'm not trying to put it down, but anyway, yeah, she's right about everything that she said, pretty much. I mean, this is a movie where they basically said, because this is what I thought it was. It was going to be some lady who turns out to be a robot or something.
Yeah.
And it's really just the South Sea Queen who, like, Mississippi Queen, she, don't you know what I mean? No.
What does that have to do with anything?
It just makes me think of it when I think South Sea Queen. The South Sea Queen. Queen. Anyway, she possesses this girl who is like basically
the anthropologist.
She's an anthropologist.
I'm an anthropologist.
She's the dumbest anthropologist that I think anybody has ever seen.
I'm not a lady. Yeah, I'm an anthropologist.
Essentially, what happens is that this South Sea Queen has a castle that comes up out of the sea every 100 years or something like that. And she like somehow like snake charms people to come, like men, to fuck her. And if they don't please her well enough, she kills them while she's on top of them. Mm-hmm. And then some guy tricks her and steals her power and then says, you're mine now. I'm going to marry you. You have to stop all these killings. And she said, you tricked me. In 100 years, I will curse your
great-great-granddaughter.
Yeah, and so the...
And you're like, what?
The great-great-granddaughter is some sort of anthropologist woman who walks in and just desperately wants to find this random book that she's never heard of. I guess she heard from somebody else.
Right.
And she's warned not to look at it and somehow gets possessed by it.
Right. But see, that's a plot hole because she wasn't the great great granddaughter. It was the other girl who was the granddaughter.
So she's not really
because
good.
She had the dagger from
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she brought that girl back to life to get the girl with the pendant.
Exactly.
Yeah. So.
Because that was the great-great-granddaughter was the one with the pendant.
Yeah. But it's
crazy.
It's wild. Like, there is some of the worst dialogue in this. Like, when people die, they're like, oh, no, Tom.
The best. No. The best.
Don't spoil it. Just wait. Let me finish my thing. There's just a lot of really funny dialogue in there that just was cracking me up because, like, the acting is just so terrible. And there's, like, people from all over the world in this, too. Like, there's, like, you know, Australia. They, for some reason, they do a lot of Australian actors, I guess because it's close in proximity. And they speak, you know, English or whatever. So it makes sense, I guess. But, yeah, there's just a lot of people from all over the world. And it's totally, like, this is a totally 80s movie. Like, the music, the fucking action, the people getting shot up left and right. I mean, there's a lot of people that die in this movie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot. And it's glorious. I actually kind of liked it. I would say that if you know how to take, you know, a movie like this and watch it and get a good laugh out of it or get a good, you know, enjoyment out of watching it, then you've probably succeeded to the next layer of horror fandom where you're actively seeking, like, terrible films because there's that sweet spot that you just can't get anywhere else. And this is one of those movies that's so bad it's good. And it's like an 8 out of 10 for me.
Right. It's pretty good.
Yeah. It's definitely up there. Mm-hmm. So, wow. This movie is something else, man. So you gave it an 8. So it's a 9 out of 10 between the two of us. Mm-hmm. That's and Christine has never given a 10 away.
I don't just give those out.
Yeah. And I'm like really interested in like So Bad It's Good. And she's like kind of coming around to it now.
No. Usually I don't like them because they're boring.
Right.
They only have good parts. This one, it was the whole thing through.
You did a good job of not getting too excited because, like, I didn't think you were going to like this one that much, to be honest with you.
Well, I was tired when I watched it, because you wait till the last damn second to
plus
watch
I have to take
movies.
Notes, and I have to write everything down.
Oh, and then he has to pause the movie while we're watching it, like, 50 times.
Well, because I want to write down stuff about it, so. Anyway. We do have some trivia, a little bit on this anyway, that we're going to talk about. And, of course, if you want to watch this movie, it's actually very difficult to watch. You literally have to go find a copy of it online. Mondo Macabre sells it, but I think you can only get it on eBay or Amazon. You might be able to get a copy there, too. But highly recommend watching this. I think I looked for a copy on YouTube and I really couldn't find a copy. There's a really shitty quality one on there, I think, that I was like looking for footage for. So you might be able to sequester that, but it's difficult to find. Unfortunately, we're just going to have to tell you about it and show you clips of it. So buckle up and get ready for the ride, okay? So if you don't want anything spoiled, here is your warning.
This is a spoiler alert. Spoiler alert. Die.
So, we do have some trivia on this one. Barbara Ann Constable, who played the Terminator lady, she said in an interview that she was only took the role because she was told the film was local Indonesian market only. And the whole script was very weird when I read it. And to boot, it was a ripoff of The Terminator from 84, which was a massive American film that had great acclaim. I felt like there was no harm in doing such a film for the local Indonesian market if it gave the people there some thrills. But come on, it's not like it exposes me in the best light. in so many different ways. I'm so sorry. But that's what you can't put yourself out there. You know what I mean? Like, people are going to find a way to save this kind of stuff.
Right.
It's not like she's like ugly or something. You know what I mean? So, of course, it's going to get popular one way or another, good or bad. If I was going to do a film for the international market, I would have only done it willingly if it was a credible script and had some decent actors and actresses in it. I understand Lady T has become a cult film in the U.S. and U.K. and European countries, but I think this has happened due to the sheer insanity of the film and therefore its comedic entertainment value. I mean, she's not wrong.
Right.
But she'll always be immortalized because of that movie, too. Mm-hmm. The magic of film. Barbara Ann Constable also performed her own stunts, which we mentioned earlier. She was she actually had the production shut down for a month after her ankle was skewered by a large shard of glass.
Oh, no.
She actually remained on full salary during this time, and she was stitched up at a military hospital and eventually regained her ability to walk.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine?
No.
You do a job and you can't walk anymore because of it? Like, right. Fuck. That would be like... And that you know this, they didn't have that much money to pay her because these weren't big budget movies. You know, they were like, hey, we're going to give you tax credits for distributing other films, which, you know, wasn't a lot of money anyway. Like, it's a lot, but it's not that much. Mm-hmm. It's not, I just took a woman's leg off cost. You know what I mean?
Right.
This is the funny part. I read this in IMDb and it said, not in any way related to James Cameron films, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who would have thunk?
I'm like, really? Oh, my God. obviously people used it to boost their sales because there's different laws in different countries, just like the Italians did, okay? That's just the way it is. Some things will never change. But Barbara Ann Constable, this was her only film role, so maybe she was a little sore about it because she actually wanted to be an actress. There was another interview with her, and they had asked her if she had any problems doing the nude scenes, and she said, the nudity didn't faze me at all. Being a professional dancer at the time, I was very comfortable with my body in general, and I was a woman. I have always been very comfortable with my sexuality. I appeared in Australian Penthouse as November Pet of the Month. I was 19, 4 years before I made Lady Terminator. I was in great shape physically at the time, so nudity wasn't a problem at all. So, I mean, I don't think you would do a role like that necessarily.
Right.
She's, like, really nude in it, like, a lot.
Yeah. Like literally nude.
Yeah, like, 80% of the fucking movie with her in it is nude. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. I don't know.
No, it's not that much.
Half of the movie. Mm-hmm. Because she does run around in clothes and stuff like that and gets shot up a bunch of times and doesn't bleed for some reason, which is weird. Mm-hmm. But maybe they wanted to kind of give it that robot thing.
Well, there was a scene where it looked like she had bullet holes in her and she, like, pushed them out. Like, her body pushed them out.
Right, that's true.
So...
she did heal. She did this thing in the movie where she, like, did, like, meditation so that she could push all the bullets out of her, which is a little weird, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they even had the eye scene.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
Which is from Terminator.
Yeah.
When he removes his eye.
Yeah, but she cut her eyeball out of her skull.
And then rinsed it off.
Yeah, dropped it in the water to rinse it off and then put the eyeball back, which is like... what the fuck was just the whole point of that? Was there something in their eyes?
She's like, that's a little dirty.
Like, what's the point of this?
One of my eyelashes came off. I had to remove and get that off of there.
My eyelash was in my eye, so I had to remove my eye.
Around the 40-minute mark, this is where they have the one line in it that's like a total stole. But it's the blonde cop says to the singer, come with me if you want to live. Which is Reese's character in The Terminator who says that.
Yeah, that was silly.
but that's great. I didn't think about it until I heard it. And then I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. We're watching a ripoff.
Right. Can I tell you my favorite line in the movie?
What?
We've seen more dead bodies than you've eaten hot dogs to shut up and eat. So shut up and eat.
Yeah, they had this.
Which was so weird.
Well, there was this moment in the film that they were trying to make one of those kind of like camaraderie moments, you know, where the police are like at the station and they're like joking about what they had to eat there. And he's like, all we have is hot dogs. He's like, oh, man, I'm sick of hot dogs. And they're like, well, you better get used to it because that's all we got.
So weird.
It was really.
It was so weird.
I thought a lot of the sex scenes were really funny because she would just like ride somebody and she would grind them without her top on. And the pants would be on, by the way. And the guys would always like either like get ready to fuck immediately. And then all of a sudden they'd be moaning. And then it was like they were coming before. This is my theory anyway. If they came before she did, she killed them.
The wording, because it's a movie, you can't outright say it, just like how they have to have sex with their clothes on.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
But yes, that's what it meant.
I don't know. I was just saying. They didn't outright say it. That's all I'm saying. So my theory was what it was.
And that's what it was.
And the first man that beds her and gives her an orgasm, he pulls this weird slug or fucking...
It was an eel.
An eel out of her vagina and then goes like this, which like you're opening it, taking a sword out of a sheath.
It turns into a dagger.
Into a, like a swirly dagger, like one of those like swirly lines. And then he's like, you are now mine.
Yeah, and I think he went to go stab her, but she like lasered him off of her. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
And then cursed him and said that she was going to come back and, you know.
And then she went back into the sea. And then, whatever. You know.
Yeah. And then she came back as Terminator.
There was also a lead singer in this movie who was the one that was the daughter of the guy. She's the great, great, great granddaughter of that guy that tried to kill her, the South Sea Queen. And that she has this pendant around her neck. And then there was a funny part in the movie where everybody's in the mall, by the way. This is like all you did in the movie is like whenever you hung out, you went to the mall. Mm-hmm. And it's a totally 80s in that way. But I think that's them mirroring the, you know, like the culture of like America.
Exactly.
You know, because they saw it on the thing. They said it in the documentary that they were trying to mirror stuff.
Yeah, guns.
Yeah.
America, guns.
I don't think guns are synonymous.
Fuck the mall. Yeah. Everybody had a mall. America, guns.
I don't know if Indonesia had a lot of malls, though. You know what I mean? Not like us.
Well, they might have because, I mean, they filmed it in a mall in Indonesia.
Maybe. But they go to the mall and they go to this like jewelry shop and she's like, oh, look, it's just like yours. This is the place. It looks just like your necklace. And she's like, yeah, but it's not a real one. And so then she dies because of it, because they go, the Lady Terminator kills her thinking it's the pendant. Mm-hmm. And then she just crushes it and she's like, you dumb bitch. Which that whole scene was funny. There was a bar scene where two biker ruffians come in and they're mm-hmm. like really poorly dubbed, by the way. Like he sounds like they're trying to do like a American accent. It's almost like maybe
like
it was,
a Southern accent.
Yeah, they were trying to do a Southern accent, but it sounds like Dale from the fucking, you know, like, hey, Dyer, what you doing, buddy?
Well, that's an American accent.
Yeah,
right?
But it's a lot worse than that. It was like. It sounded like it
Hillbilly.
It didn't sound like a guy that was tough. It sounded like a guy who works as a janitor. You know what I mean? Or like you know, you just wouldn't think like a biker like they were trying right. to portray in this movie. Is all I'm saying.
Which is funny.
He's like, "Hey, lady," but they come in with bad American accents, trying to hit on women, and get into a bar fight with Max, who's the detective in this movie, the blonde haired guy, and he's off duty, and. As soon as he beats the shit out of the guy and throws the other guys around, he like hits on the fucking girl, of course, and then goes and beds her for the night, you know, mm-hmm. because that's how easy it is.
That's how it's America. Goddamn it. This is American ladies.
But he wakes up and you realize that it's all a memory and it was his ex-wife. Now, why that was in the movie?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. Like, why even bring up his ex-wife, like, or his dead wife, or
yeah,
what? Yeah, it was his dead wife.
It was,
she died.
It was true love at first fight. You know,
it was so weird. And then there was this really cool scene with the anthropologist before she got possessed, where they go out on this boat, right? And there's like a captain of the boat, and his name's Popeye.
Oh yes,
right?
No. The captain isn't Popeye.
Oh, he's Pirate Joe. He's Pirate Joe. She called him Pirate Joe. And then she called him Captain.
Yeah, because she wanted to go find the South Sea Castle.
Right, where the
and
queen
he was like,
at
you don't want to go out there. This is dangerous. And she's like, yeah, but I'm a hot chick. And he's like, okay.
No, she said I'm an anthropologist.
Yeah, well, you
but
know
I'm
what I mean.
An anthropologist in a bikini.
So, yeah, he takes her out there. He's like, all right, Popeye, let's go out there. We both laughed at that.
Yeah,
we were like,
that was cute.
His name's Popeye.
Yeah.
But do you want me to tell what happens?
Yeah, go ahead.
So
she goes scuba-ing.
There's things that happen in this movie that I just don't really make sense or why they were added in there. Like, you see these things in movies usually when they do these obligatory things that usually come back.
Right.
As like, you know.
Like they put the things.
Yeah,
there
like they
for
trip over something early on because later
they're
on
they're gonna bring it back.
They're gonna bring it back when the killer's chasing him through the kitchen. Oh mm-hmm. my God, he tripped over the same spot, and now she can get away. You know, it's mm-hmm. like that moment. Well, she goes into some scuba gear, and he's like, "Okay, be safe down there. You know, be you know, make sure you're down not down there too long or whatever." And she something happens with her. Like
I don't know
scuba gear
respirator
her aqua lung that's what it was
oh okay
and she comes back up and we're like okay and then it's like they never cared to bring it up again
then she went back down and then a tidal wave came
right well that's what I'm saying but I'm talking about the aqua lung
oh
when did they bring that back
they didn't they right. didn't have to they didn't
I
have
wasn't
to.
Trying to skip over the tidal oh. wave I was just saying like
well that's why they didn't have to because the tidal wave came and washed them all away they just disappeared and then later on they say on the news that there's this missing boat crew that just vanished
Right. How would they know?
Yeah. Well, they found her picture and they said her boat crew is missing or something. But yeah. But they didn't like realize that she was missing. Which so I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You forgot the most funny part in that whole fucking thing that you just skipped over. This is what I was leading up to, but can't wait because I'm so long-winded.
Well, no, yeah, you are long-winded, and you told me
I'm trying to build it up for the fucking tension. God damn it!
Fuck your tension.
So there's a part in the movie where the captain and the Popeye are on the boat while she's underneath the water, and she's down there swimming around looking for the place, and you hear the wave come, and then he's like. This is what he says. He's like, wait, what's this? Oh my God, what have I done? And then it looks like someone threw like 3 buckets of water on him. Meanwhile, you see this huge wave.
The stock footage wave.
Yeah, it crashes on top of like a model boat, like a little one. Mm-hmm. Like they had some wave somehow. I don't know what they did. And it just blows it blows up.
Oh, yeah, the ship just blows up. That's right.
Right. And I was like, what the fuck?
But, you know, no one must have saw the fire because they were missing. So.
Right. And when she's down there, the snake, the eel climbs into her hoo-ha, mm-hmm. and then she appears later that night on a beach where 2 guys, and I kid you not, are sitting having so the dumbest dialogue.
It was so dumb.
They were told to like probably look like they're just having a good time or something and mm-hmm. laughing about something, and they didn't have any dialogue for it, mm-hmm. so they were just kind of winging it. You can tell it's so obvious. But she appears on the beach naked in a trance, and the 2 dudes are laughing as one of them is like peeing, literally peeing up, kind of close to his face, which
like he was holding a squirt bottle on his.
And then he freehands it at one point in time. He's like, "Woo!" And he's like peeing straight up, and I was like, "Ew, what the fuck?" Gross. Anyway, they don't see her coming up yet, and no joke, he says. Wouldn't it be cool if, like, the South Sea Queen came back and, like, killed us right now?
I guess what happens?
She fucks him to death. Mm-hmm. In the back seat and then in the front.
On the beach.
I kept saying something. Christina was getting mad at me when I said that. I was like, oh, look, she's peeing blood on him again. Because all that would happen is that her vagina would eat their penises.
Which they didn't show anything, but they just showed blood squirting, like it was squirting. So yeah. It did. It looked like pee, but it's like, that's not possible.
It just sprays from their stomach.
So then I had to explain to Alex that
you did not
the eel explain. The eel crushed the man's pee-pee
the
in
eel bit
the
their penis
yeah.
off. Yes, thank while you.
In the vagina.
You know how I know that, Christina? Vagina not because you told me.
Dentante.
Vagina dentata.
Yeah, dentata. Vagina dentata.
Anyway, do you want to know how I know that?
How do you know that?
Because the goddamn police officers say it in the fucking morgue.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, all of them, 3 bodies just showed up, and we don't know why, but they're all missing the tips of their penises. The tips of their cocks, that's what he says.
It looks like an eel.
Could have been some sort of animal or an eel of some sort.
Ate it off.
And the guy goes, oh, yeah, they say that eels are like... You know, it's the best feeling you've ever had, you know, but I don't think it's worth it. It's like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Like they took that picture of the fish sucking the dude's dick in the old times, you know, where mm-hmm. he's like fishing on top of the water.
Right.
And then the fish is sucking his
dick. Yeah, I know. We know.
Jesus Christ, dude. There's another part. One of my favorite parts. There's a lot of chases in this, and like
lots of chasing, lots of shooting.
They shoot her down like a million times. There was a cool scene where like one of the she busts into some place and kills all these military guys who were talking about her, obviously, like, you know, because that's what happens. And she stands over the dude and just like unleashes every single bullet into his chest. Mm-hmm. The entire fucking clip. Just over and over and over and over again. And I'm like, damn, dude. Like, Jesus, that was cool. But then they, like, they meet up with the cop. They keep finding her because she's wearing the pendant. Mm-hmm. And it's like a homing thing. You get reintroduced to her uncle, who is her great, you know.
Right.
The one that's, like, knows about the whole story, I guess, because it was passed down from generation. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I have your necklace now. Doesn't he die at one point?
I think so, yeah.
I forget how he dies, but it's really, like, simple.
Yeah.
And it's not like, it's like kind of on.
I'm pretty sure it was her that killed him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. The two guys were talking about the South Sea Queen. She slams into the building, crushes one guy up against the wall, and then the other guy she stands over and shoots to death. And that's how the scene begins, which is kind of great. We were like, holy shit, Jesus Christ. And then she never changes a clip in the movie, by the way, too.
Right.
There's a scene where she has like an Uzi, but she's firing single fire shots at people. I think it was in the mall scene when she goes in the bathroom to chase after the girl, her mm-hmm. friend, mm-hmm. and then pops her in the head with one bullet. And then the bathroom attendant lady comes in to change the fucking toilet paper. Mm-hmm. And she's like, wait, no, no. She gets shot.
She just kills, yeah.
That was great. Oh, they do have like some sex scenes where they like, I don't know. It's the whole love aspect of the like detective and the singer is really terrible. Yeah, like she's like, I'm trying to get your attention, can't you see? It's like, oh God. And then they start making out and fucking, of course. Snake is like a surfer bro in the movie. That he's like one of the cops' best friends. Mm-hmm. He's like one of their teammates that they've been with, like when they go out on missions or whatever. And he's got like this like old like surfer do rag, you know, kind of not do rag, but I mean do.
Right.
And it looks like a mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, bro. He's like, all right, dude. And saying shit like that because, like, obviously we had stuff like that in the TV. Mm-hmm. So they were mimicking that. I kept laughing at his character the whole movie. And no matter how many bullets or, like, explosions or bombs, it just keeps working. Even Snake, like, he, like, tank slams her into the car and it turns on its side and they shoot missiles at it. And it finally goes up. In a fucking, like, blaze of glory.
A fire.
And she's, like, on fire for the first time mm-hmm. in the movie. And you're just like, holy shit, she can be burned. And she looks like Michael Jackson from fucking...
Yeah, like Thriller.
From Thriller, yeah.
The zombie.
That's what it was.
Of course she comes busting out of the fire. She's like... Yeah.
I remember Snake was all like, yeah, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh, he said, yeah, eat it, you bitch.
Yeah, eat it, you bitch.
That's funny.
So funny. And then they notice like the body comes out and then like she starts shooting lasers out of her eyes.
Yeah.
And like a helicopter shows up out of nowhere, which by the way, this was like not a fucking military helicopter of any sort. It is just a regular commercial fucking like helicopter.
Puny little thing.
And they had missiles on the side of it. And they also had a shotgun net or whatever you know, if you've ever seen the movie, what's the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to Mars? The
Total Recall,
mm-hmm. where they shoot the net over him when he goes to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that to him. They do that to her in the movie. The same fucking thing. It's the exact same thing. And I swear to God, they stole that from there. So they shoot the net over her and yank her up. And mm-hmm. she lasers the fucking helicopter, like, and it explodes.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
And the funny thing is that one of the guys, like, as he sees it, everybody's like, oh, no. And they're all kind of looking sad, you know? Like, and one of the guys on the ground is like, Tom, my bud. That is the fakest laugh I think I've
had. What, me?
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was funny anyway. They just keep shooting her because why, you know.
What else are you going to do?
Yeah, no bullets stop her, so what's the point?
Yeah. Why waste your bullets?
One of the guys gets the bright idea to just beat her over the head with the end of his fucking gun.
Right.
Which actually does more to her
than the bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, which is hilarious. That was really funny. And she just tosses him aside like he's nothing. And then Erica, the singer girl, she climbs like a tower and they both try to hit her hit the fucking Lady Terminator with pipes.
Mm-hmm.
But they get thrown down and they finally take a dagger out. The dagger that they got from the uncle halfway through the fucking movie, right, they decide,
oh, maybe I should use this. Oh, maybe this is the answer. Because maybe this is how she's going to die.
I want the knife.
I don't know what that means.
Please. You never seen The Golden Child? Remember with Eddie Murphy? Oh, you haven't?
No, I don't think so. I don't remember.
It's amazing. That's an amazing movie. They have the Ajanti. They have the Ajanti dagger in that movie. Yeah, it's very similar.
All right.
And they should have stabbed her with the Ajanti dagger.
Mm-hmm.
But they stab her, and she disappears into blue lightning, and the end of the movie. No more Lady Terminator. I don't know if she'll be back in 100 years, like some sort of fucking, like, Jeepers Creepers, but... Dude, there's so many more fucking scenes in that movie that we could have gone over, though.
Oh, yeah. Because it was just, like, nonstop. It was back to back.
It's true. I hope I do it justice when I do the video. It's going to be a lot of editing. But I can show you just, like, pieces of that, those moments, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Oh, no. Tom. Tom, my bud.
It's funny.
Worst acting ever. Anyway, yeah, I think it's a great movie. I'm so glad that I picked this up. Like, this is a great watch.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad you picked it up, too, because you can't watch it anywhere, so.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's why I got it, because some of these movies, I thought for a while there, we were never going to see again.
Mm-hmm.
But now a lot of these companies, these boutique companies,
like, are picking
like
them up.
Mondo Macabre, are starting to bring out a lot of Indonesian, Hong Kong, Japanese, Chinese, like the whole works, like of all these like catalogs of movies that have kind of been lost to time a little bit.
Right.
You know, the Cauldron Films does some, and Mondo Macabre have done some that are not very big or popular ones. So, like, that you'll never see again. Mm-hmm. Like, they get a very limited license to put them out, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I got one, The Devil. Remember that one about the worms or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
We never watched.
Right. Yet. So, yet. We got whatever. A lot. We got a lot to do.
Anyway, I never did eat my cake, but I have it here, and it's fine. I'm not going to eat on fucking the goddamn video, so... We're supposed to blow it out or something.
We got, like, little cupcakes here.
Yeah, with, like, candles in them.
Little hostess birthday cakes.
I'm 2 years old, see? There actually, I'm one, and the extra one's for good luck.
Exactly. Hope you grow up one day. No,
I hope kidding. So. I hope so, too, Christina. Anyway.
Happy birthday, Alex. Thanks. I hope it's a good one.
Yeah, I had a good time. Thanks, Christina. Appreciate it. She was very sweet.
I tried.
She's been very nice to me today.
Just getting him all everything he needs.
Except for when we hit the pod. As soon as we got on here, it's all totally off. Anyway, but guys, next week, she says that we're going to be watching Lost Highway next week. I'm not sure if I'm in the mood for that.
Oh, okay.
That's a little heavy.
Okay. I don't know. That's what we have.
I don't know. After
scheduled.
Watching this, we'll see. Because that's a little, that's like a metaphorical movie. And it has like a lot of...
Ooh. I literally haven't watched it since it like came out.
Well, it's got like, you know, it's about good and evil, you know.
Okay.
But it's it was one of those ones that had the like soundtrack kind of like The Crow that was like really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Funny how secrets happen. Okay. Christina's doing a really good job of singing over there. Anyway, we'll let you guys know on the socials what we're going to be doing for next week. Maybe it'll be Lost Highway if you guys really want us to. I'll stick to that, but maybe we'll watch something else. Depends. So I've been wanting to do the Wishmaster series again.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are really cheesy, terrible.
Okay.
I think the first two are really good and the rest are really bad.
Okay.
So it's like 2 weeks of bad and 2 weeks of good.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're saving Final Destination for next year before the summer when
the new one comes out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
That's a lot of movies.
I know. But, guys, thank you so much for coming by and supporting the channel. Please share this episode with someone that you love. And check out this film if you get a chance. If you can find a copy of it somewhere, whether you watch it or buy it or whatever, please check it out because I think you'll have a good time with it. Get some beer, some pizza, and have some fun. But thank you so much, and as always,
long live the void.